This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Let's go, baby. Let's do it, baby. All right, let's go get it.
You liked it on 3-1-2-3.
You liked it!
Yeah, you guys, I'm already looking at the YouTube comment section. People just hammering us for being late. I think we should reestablish here. We're going to be live at like 10-ish every single Friday on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. And 11:05-ish on the Score North channel for Minnesota Sports with Mackey and Judd these live Fridays. So yeah, we have recordings. We do the Tom Bernard Show and then Royce Unchained, and these tend to run over 10 o'clock. Are we promoting 10 o'clock exactly? Maybe we should just say 10:05.
It's on the billboard. I've been driving around town and I see Purple Daily live Friday 10 o'clock sharp. Be there.
Not a second after 10 o'clock.
You lied. You're late.
You guys are liars.
Yep.
Anyhow, this is Daily Vikings Entertainment here live on Fridays on the Purple Daily YouTube channel, presented by our friends at TCL. They have award-winning TVs for any budget, any space, always stunning picture quality. TCL makes more than just TVs. They offer mobile products, audio devices, home appliances. TCL brings you joy and simplicity through innovative technology. You can learn more at TCL.com. Inspire greatness with TCL. It's a Feedback Friday where we turn the show over to you guys. We take all of your comments, questions, concerns, critiques from the Feedback tab in the Score North app. That's the best way to email the show. We get to as many as we can. We're also monitoring YouTube comments, too, so we can check some of those out. And this Feedback Friday, also presented by Federated Mutual Insurance Company. If you're a young, like, next-generation business owner, Federated would love to talk to you if your industry fits with the industries that they work the closest with. You can find a list at federatedinsurance.com. They've been helping us as we build our business here at Score North and on Purple Daily the last 4 years or so. They've been very supportive of us. So, yeah, if you're a business owner and you're looking to maximize your success through risk management tools and resources, federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect you, yours. Are you guys ready for a little Feedback Friday here?
Let's do this.
Yeah, we're right. Let's go.
LFG. Okay, we got to go. So Travis Moffitt chimes in, says, gentlemen, been listening for a little over a year now. Thank you, Travis, for discovering this show. With the new year coming around and all these new faces coming in, can we hear some way too early Mr. Mankato potential picks?
Oh, boy.
So for those who are new, about 9 years ago or so, 8 years ago, on our old radio show, we came up with the concept of Mr. Mankato. And now you probably see it all over the place. But now they're not even in Mankato anymore for training camp. But it was highlighting and crowning under-the-radar achievers at training camp and in the preseason. And so the ground rules are third-round pick or later, and they have to be an unestablished NFL player. So it can be this year's third-round picks or later or undrafted guys. Or it could be a guy like Ty Chandler, who was drafted third round or later last year, but isn't, I think, defined as an unestablished NFL player, right? So,
sure.
I mean, Jaren Hall has to be the odds-on Mr. Mankato favorite just because he's the young quarterback who was drafted in the fifth round. But
yes.
Who else?
If he gets playing time, if he comes back from what is clearly a devastating hamstring injury, seventh round running back Dwayne McBride.
Yeah.
Because he'd get playing time in preseason, which obviously translates then. You know what else could change this a bit, at least for this summer, is this one, you guys. Not one, but two, so four total joint practices with different teams. Because there's going to be more buzz from those. Those are far more competitive than your traditional just going through the motions training camp practice. So, like, I will have to be out there with the field glasses, seeing who flashes in those joint practices, because I would argue those joint practices will show you more at times than the actual preseason games will against the Cardinals and Titans.
Yeah, well, but the preseason games for some of these guys we're talking about, they get to play the whole second half. So you're gonna get to see, you know, Ivan Pace is the undrafted linebacker from Cincinnati. I'd put him on this
list. Defense, yeah, but I think you're right. It's Hall, because we're gonna be champing.
It's spelled champing, but yeah, I believe it's pronounced chomping. Most people say chomping like C-H-O-M-P as if you're chomping. Chewing on a bit.
Incorrect.
It's champing on the bit.
But anyway.
Champing Hall at the bit, technically, is how you would pronounce it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you very much.
Champing at the bit.
Because we're gonna be champing at the bit to see Jaren Hall play.
There's a lot of people asking about Jalen Naylor. So Jalen Naylor definitely fits the third round picker later from last year. My question would be, he did catch 9 passes for 179 yards and a touchdown last year.
Has he graduated from, he's
right on that line of being an established NFL player. It was a lot of garbage time for him, but this would be like, if we put the committee together, we'd have to decide on Jalen Naylor's status for this year's Mr. Mankato.
He's borderline, right? Like, he might be eligible, but I wouldn't say it's a slam dunk.
Yeah, he also played some special team snaps, didn't he? Maybe not.
Sure did.
No, yeah, he did. He played 216. Yeah. He played 49% of the special team snaps last year.
He might be out then.
I think he's out.
He might be out then.
I put Andre Carter on this list of guys to watch. I would put Mekhi Blackman was a third-round pick, right? Maybe you mentioned him. And then the XFL wide receiver guy that they just signed is another one that I would just put on the Mr. Mankato watch
list.
Right? Lucky.
Is it Lucky Jackson?
Lucky Jackson. It's a great name.
That is a great name.
Brian North says, I first want to preface this by saying Mike Zimmer's time had definitely run its course with this franchise. They needed a fresh start with a younger coach. With that being said, can we objectively look back and say Mike Zimmer was right about a bunch of young players Rick Spielman drafted or signed? Zim was out on Cam Dantzler early because of immaturity. And then the Commanders just released him off their 90-man offseason roster. Zimmer torched Kellen Mond, maybe unfairly, but still. Looks like he was right about Kellen Mond. Mm-hmm. And to this point, overall, he's been correct about Kirk Cousins being a hindrance to a team being able to win big. Zim had his flaws, but I can't really think of one player that left the Vikings and became a star somewhere else. I guess you could say Jayron Kearse. But, is Zimmer validated to some extent with some of this stuff?
Yes, definitely. But, I mean, it doesn't absolve. So, I think he definitely is, okay? There were draft picks, especially in the last couple of years, that were very disappointing. But here's my question back to that is, how much did it not help that Mike passed judgment on these guys very quickly and didn't develop them? I'm not saying Kellen Mond's not a complete bust. He probably is. But I it's always stuck in my head that he got zero help. Like, how would you feel if you showed up for your job and arbitrarily, through no fault of your own, on day one, your boss couldn't stand you?
There was no training.
Yeah, just like, you just figure it out. And then you're like, but I really don't know what I'm doing.
And then when they throw you in the fire without any training and you fail, then your boss goes up to a podium publicly in front of hundreds of thousands of people and just trashes you.
Mm-hmm. Do
you want to see Judd try to log into the computer system again? No. Why not?
See the work day?
Yeah. Amazing. Okay, Chris Noss chimes in here via the Score North app. I personally like to give a player or front office 3 years or so before judging them. However, while 13-4 was nice, you have to use context and be unbiased. We weren't that good of a team last year, and our performance in the playoffs showed it. There is so much I could get into. But the disagreement with the emailer from last week or whoever it was regarding our 20th offseason moves ranking is laughable. Now you guys are not all for stripping it down. You backpedal and claim that only last year you meant that they should strip it down. Now this team is ready to go and compete with the Chiefs, Bengals, 49ers, and Eagles.
I love it, the vitriol. There's anger in this note.
And I'm also adding that tone. this is the tone I assume that Chris is coming with, right?
Okay. You're doing a good job.
So I'll repeat. Now this team is ready to go and compete with the Chiefs, Bengals, Niners, and Eagles. This idiotic retooling is what we needed. So he's coming at us for sort of pulling a 180 here in his mind. What are your thoughts?
Okay, my thoughts are this. I understand the anger, and I understand the point of basically saying, so you're going to remain competitive, but that's not going to make you great. But yes, I am saying a year ago, I saw an opportunity to come in and clean house. They didn't do that at the time. And I think it would be a lot harder to explain and do if you just decided after a 13-win season, everyone's gone.
Well, like, what do you... Okay,
and so I'm not... You have to pick, if you're going to do the teardown, right? If you are going to do the quote-unquote tanking, it comes in certain situations. Like every year, you can't just be like, okay, now we tank. Last year would have been perfect. You decided not to. You won 13 games. I'm going to give you just the one quick example of a team that I almost tear up every time I see a score. And it's not because I watch games, but it is so, it warms the cockles of my heart to see what Cheryl Reeve and the Lynx are doing right now. They got a great draft, and what have they said? We're going to make our team as uncompetitive as possible to get a top player. So, like, the timing for them is right. A year ago, I felt the Vikings had a timing opportunity. They didn't take it. That doesn't mean now I'm going to come back and tear down again, because I don't think the timing is right.
Well, you could argue that the timing is more right now to tank for Caleb Williams or Drake May than at any point the last couple of years. But here's my question back. So let's go back a year ago, because a year ago I think we were both very interested in, oh, this is a grace period. You're bringing in a new coach, new front office. This would be the time that fans would be totally understanding of, yep, it's a regime change. Let's get as much draft capital as possible, trade these veteran players. They decided not to. And then a year passed by, and look what happens. They have to dump Eric Kendricks and Adam Thielen and Za'Darius Smith, who's banged up and hobbled in his 30s. And they didn't even net any picks. It's like these players would have been sort of valuable. And we'll see about Dalvin Cook. As of our live stream here, he has not been traded yet. But like they've already said goodbye to Eric Kendricks, Adam Thielen, Patrick Peterson, Za'Darius Smith, probably Dalvin Cook. And they're going to get nothing for these players because they waited a year. So that's the biggest difference between last year and this year. Okay, so now they've said goodbye. Like, I feel like Chris is acting like they've done nothing. They've gotten rid of a ton of players over the age of 30. They decided strategically, let's keep a couple of them. Let's keep Harrison Smith for now. Let's keep Kirk Cousins for now, because he is one of the 12 best quarterbacks in the world. They decided not to trade three future first-round picks to move up into the top five of this year's draft, right? So, okay, now they have a franchise wide receiver, a franchise tight end, a franchise left tackle, a franchise right tackle, a couple high-end edge rushers, if you include Marcus Davenport and his potential, and I would say 6 to 7 other intriguing defensive pieces, all between the ages of 22 and 28. The only guy that's 28, by the way, is Danielle Hunter. Everyone else I just mentioned is between, like, 22 and 26. So what more do you want them to just – do you want them to trade Jefferson? Do you want them to trade Hockenson? Like, I get the Kirk thing, but they don't have a current successor to Kirk on the team, and they elected not to use three future first-round picks to get one this year. So, like, I guess last year was the window to do it. If you want to be really bad, you'd have to literally trade 23-year-old all-pro caliber players like Christian Darrisaw to get the number one overall pick, or hope that they get hurt, I guess. So I don't really understand. Like, what else?
Well,
what do you want them to do?
I think, again, where this needs to be examined is, what is your opportunity internally to do that? So it's, yes, it would be great to say we are going to tank to line up with what could be a generational QB talent, okay? But the reality also is, when is the timing right? A year ago, you could have justified it. You really could have justified, we're going to get rid of Kirk. We're going to get rid of all of our vets. And to your point, Phil, bring in draft picks back then. They chose to go down another path. But I think internally now, to what you're saying, guys are developing. There are some very good players now that are, you know, beginning to develop and are young. The fact is, right or wrong, the Vikings picked a different path from what we thought.
And they're not bad enough now. Let's say, okay, let's say we just focus on the Kirk part, because this is where I did take issue. If they have decided based on not extending him yet, it wouldn't shock me if that still comes down the pipeline at some point. But if they've decided this is the last year of Kirk Cousins, I would say, well, there's some teams out there that would probably give you a second and a third or a first and a fourth or something. There's value in Kirk Cousins for some teams out there. Are you going to let him walk and get nothing? You're going to get a comp pick in 2025 to let him walk? But even then, let's say you made that big step. Wow, we just won 13 games and our quarterback tied the NFL record for fourth quarter comebacks. And we're going to break all optics of what this looks like. And we're going to trade him. And we're going to plug in Nick Mullins as the starting quarterback. I got news for you. You're still not drafting number one overall. Your roster is too good to draft number one overall and get Caleb Williams. Now, could you be drafting ninth overall or eighth overall, and now you're closer within range to trade up? Maybe, but if the first two teams in the draft need quarterbacks, they're not trading those picks. So, like, I don't know. I guess I'm defending the Vikings front office for what they did this year, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, I don't defend them for a year ago, but once they chose to pass on that, you have to, if you are going to, and I am Mr. Tank, but if you are going to shoot yourself in the foot, it's got to be strategic. Yeah. Like, you can't just decide, oh, okay, this is the year, we're just going to strip her down. No. What the Bears did last year, it might work, it might not, but it came with a purpose. And remember, the Bears into training camp were trading away defensive talent because, despite the fact that you will hear people say players don't tank, of course they don't tank. They want to win. That's why I subtract good players, veterans especially, because I want to lose. The Vikings are not, to everything that you said, Phil, the Vikings simply are not in a position now to make that decision. We can debate it, and you know what? It might continue this strategy of being really competitive but not great. But, like, the thing is, I'm not going – it's the path they picked. So let's see how it plays out.
Yep, and it's a path that you can choose that path and still compete for a Super Bowl. The Steelers choose that path every year for 50 years. The Chiefs choose that path. Yeah. They are not looking to tank and bottom out.
Yep.
So, all right, Matt from St. Paul here says, hypothetically speaking, if by some miracle Kirk Cousins did help the Vikings win a Super Bowl in 2023 – what do you guys think he would look for in terms of an extension?
Oh, good God. So he's going to be 36 next season. Is that right? He's 35.
He'll be 35. He's 34 now, right? So he'll be.
Okay, but he would turn 36 the year after they won the Super Bowl. I think he'd look for a minimum of 4 years and probably, I mean, if he won a Super Bowl, he'd probably want to be within the top five highest paid QBs. Mm-hmm. Like, we're talking about a Super Bowl champion, Kirk Cousins. Yeah, I think it would be very hard if the Vikings have not extended him by then. I think bringing him back would be damn near impossible because, again, of the Jefferson contract.
Yeah. Keep
in mind different ages, but I mean, Joe Flacco got paid for the similar thing, right? I mean, they were kind of like, is this the franchise guy? We think he is, but how are we going to pay him? He leads him to a Super Bowl. Like, okay, we'll pay him whatever he wants. We'll pay him. Yeah. And you know, the Ravens were still somewhat competitive with Flacco, but I would envision, yeah, he wants that fully guaranteed money towards, again, and probably a 3 to 4 year deal.
Yeah, I think he'd walk over with the bag wide open, and then you'd have to make a Ravens like decision, which is, okay, we know this probably isn't the right move, but we just won a Super Bowl. So God, there's a bunch more here. Let's quick shout out our friends over at Livia for helping a ton of Purple Daily listeners lose a lot of weight over the past couple of years.
Including me, going back now a couple of years, dropped about 40 pounds. And guess what? The best part, my friends are going to help you keep that weight off. And that's the most important thing. And right now, today is the final day. So if you're looking to lose weight, here is the offer. If you want to go from being the guy on the left to the guy on the right, here is the 1 week special offer that's going to conclude today. So if you want to look that handsome, that debonair, that great, Livia right now offering you the premier all access offer, 50% off the program plus a free gift. That's right, 50% off plus a free gift. Lose up to 15 pounds by the 4th of July or possibly more. This offer ends today, and I said 50% off plus a free gift. 855-GO-LIVEA, livia.com, livea.com. And yes, they are based in Minnesota. But if you are a listener in Tennessee, New York, California, guess what? You can do all the consultation virtually. They will send you your food. And so you do not have to live in the state to participate in a program that a lot of folks in the PD family can tell you works. 855-GO-LIVEA, LIVEA.com.
Look good, feel good, play good too. Maybe lose a little weight. Throw on a white golf belt and head down to the meadows at Mystic.
Yeah, like take old that, take that plus 22 handicap like yours truly and maybe go flirt with breaking 100 at the meadows at Mystic Lake. They welcome those type of golfers. We're getting over that stigma, okay? That's okay. If you want to shoot 100 but you look good, you want to play at a nice course, I recommend the meadows at Mystic Lake. They got tee times actually open right now for Saturday. They got tee times open for Sunday. You can also enjoy a cold one at the Meadows Bar and Grill in a great pro shop too, stocked with balls and apparel. Go to golfthemeadows.com to secure that tee time. Go to golfthemeadows.com to secure that tee time.
And for all of you Victors and Ragnars out there, it's riding season. Boy, it's like mid to upper 80s. Get out, whatever you ride, Harley, Indian, Metro Cruiser, Sport Bike, you'll find what you need at DennisKirk.com so you can ride more and weight less. Over 180,000 parts and accessories in stock, clothing and helmets as well. Shipping is free for orders over $89. If you order by 8 p.m., they ship the same day. Everything you need for your ride over at DennisKirk.com. All right, back to Feedback Friday here. Garrett Adams says, okay, I know it's way too early to be thinking about next year, but as you guys have talked about in the recent months, this could be Kirk's last season, and the Vikings are looking to the future without him at some point, me included. I can easily see a scenario where the Arizona Cardinals are the worst team in the league and land the top pick in next year's draft. Obviously, if they get the first pick and want to keep Kyler Murray, then I say trade whatever you can to get the first pick and take Caleb Williams. Most likely, the Cardinals would keep the pick and Kyler Murray would be available via trade. In this case, would you trade for Kyler Murray if the Vikings couldn't get one of the two best young quarterbacks in the draft?
100% no. Now, look, the talent's enticing, okay? The kid is, I mean, he can make plays that a lot of guys can't. But the reasons why I would not is, one, we know too much about behind the scenes. When there's even talk about having to put in a clause in his contract as a quarterback to study because he plays games, he's a gamer. Okay, I don't know how close that is to being 100% accurate, but if it's 70% accurate, it's a problem. The second thing is the contract. I do not want to go. I mean, the whole point of O'Connell being here to a certain degree, right, is to find that quarterback who you can get in a salary cap league for 5 years of team control. So I am not going to then trade for Kyler, and he's being paid big now. So no, I am 100% out. But I do think that the second scenario that person had is correct. I think that the Cardinals would keep the pick, take Caleb Williams, and trade Kyler Murray. I'm just saying, if I'm the Vikings, I have no interest in Kyler Murray.
Declan?
Cardinals are in such a tough spot here. They're going to be bad. Kyler Murray is kind of a problem now at this point. I want nothing to do with Kyler Murray, which is pretty interesting because I think a few years ago, I think a lot of people would have signed up for Kyler Murray's stock, and he's a human joystick. He can run around all over the place. But that contract, the leadership issues, I mean, he's still young. Maybe he can be able to fix some of that stuff. But as of now, no, I want nothing to do with it.
I think, yeah, it's like the personality leadership stuff makes it a deal breaker. When he was on a rookie scale contract, you could kind of live with it because, oh, he's young and he doesn't make all that much money. And, you know, they built a pretty nice roster around him and they won some games. But if I'm going to, it's the same things we've been talking about with Cousins too, in a different way. Cousins, you don't have to worry about Cousins playing video games until 4 a.m. or whatever and putting a clause in this contract. But you've just been kind of wanting a little more than I just work here guy. And I think Kevin O'Connell has been able to unlock some of that. But yeah, I would rather, why go through the trouble for $40 million a year of molding a guy's personality when you could do it for $5 million a year with a guy you drafted? So I think I'm out. Andrew Wishman. Hey guys, I think I speak on everyone's behalf that if you guys ramble or just flat out started a different podcast just talking about yourselves and other random stuff, all of us, your Purple Daily listeners, would follow. You guys make my day every time I open Spotify and see a new episode. Skull, baby. Wow.
That's very kind.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Should we just start a new podcast where we just let Judd talk about 70s baseball cards? Like, what? How far can we take this premise before people are like, all right, I got some right here.
We'll ride through for you. Got a crew collection right by me. Look at that sucker. Wow. Huh?
That's a candid shot right there. That's not posed. Look at that.
Do you like that one? That's an old school.
How many Rod Crew cards do you have?
About 40 or 50. I got a whole collection right here.
I think I've told you guys this, and it's a get out of jail free card. I even might just go get it priced. My dad had gave my brother and me two still sealed 1989 Topps baseball decks. Like, it's still sealed from 1989.
Trying to think of what, because there's a couple that might have been. I think is that the Griffey rookie year?
I don't know if it was Griffey. Was McGuire a rookie then?
No. McGuire's rookie 80. Card was the 84 Olympic card. Old Macadac has a PSA, right? That's the grade. Yeah, it's like a PSA 9.5 or something. McGuire Olympic card. But that might be like a Griffey.
Yeah, it is Griffey.
89, yeah.
That's McGuire. Was 89.
McGuire's like most valuable. Well, now McGuire cards are not worth anything. Is the 84.
The Griffey card is worth a lot, but I think 89 might have been in what they refer to as the junk wax era.
The wax boxes.
They made so many cards that it basically just killed the market for a while.
R.I.P. Don West. Old Macadac used to sit up in the late 90s watching Home Shopping Network or whatever it was, and Don West would be slinging wax boxes. We got 1989 wax boxes.
Those were great shows.
You'd be like having a heart attack.
That and the gambling shows back then, which are gone now, they were so much fun. Just all you have to do is call. You will not lose any money here.
And I think what they would scream
was just great.
Some of those gambling hotlines, they would have two different recordings when you called on the voicemail. One would be for one team, and then another one would be for the other one, so that at least a certain chunk of the audience would go away a winner and then come back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Very shady, and yes.
Oh, that is cool. Oh, that's awesome.
Because, like, hey, if you call it's my lock of the week. Exactly. My lock of the week. It only costs you $1,000.
You can't lose.
Amazing. Adnan says here on the YouTube comments, whatever happened to the silly questions you would answer after the end of every Feedback Friday? Well, that was actually Four Question Friday that we did.
I love Four Question Friday.
We could put it on a different day for the alliteration. What if it was Six Questions Saturday? That's a lot of questions.
That's a lot of questions for a Saturday programming.
That's a lot of questions.
Two
Question Tuesday? I don't mind that.
Three Question Thursday kind of feels like a sweet spot.
I've seen people miss the Skull Chant, the McAfee Skull Chant we used to play on the top of Feedback Fridays.
Let's bring it back.
We could bring that back. Maybe Three Question Thursday.
Okay.
I'm going to add that to my notes here. Okay.
See? Let's see. Add in. Helping program things.
Three Question Thursday. Look at that. Yeah, four questions, just it kind of got to be a lot after a while. It's like, yeah, we do the math on that. That's like 200 questions a year, every Friday.
All right.
It just becomes a little taxing on us. Anyhow. All right, let's get to the next one here on this Feedback Friday. Where are we at here? Let's go to Nick Lavoy. Hey, guys, I'm a longtime Vikings fan from Connecticut since the 1998 season. I've been able to see one game, Vikings-Jets a couple years back. I want to come out to Minnesota sometime this year. Was wondering if you guys had any recommendations as far as things to do during a four-day trip to Minnesota. I'm assuming this will be a once-in-a-lifetime trip for me. Any recommendations would be appreciated. What would you tell Nick that he has to do in 4 days here? Besides
a lot of great dining. I'll say that, right? A lot of great dining in this town.
You should email us. We'll get you like lists of restaurants you can go to. Yeah. But I would say I love Duluth. If you could carve out a 2-hour drive one day, make a day trip to Duluth and come back. Judd's laughing at that notion.
Well, I'm laughing because I know Declan's about to lash out at Duluth.
You don't need to drive up 2.5 hours for something like that. You just have an irrational hate of
Duluth. How many times have you been to Duluth, Declan?
4 or 5 times.
And you really hate Duluth.
It does nothing for me.
When you come over,
one of the great views, Lake Superior.
View. Yeah, that's one of the best views in the state, in my opinion.
I agree. Some great fun bars and restaurants, little hidden nooks. Some great hiking up along the North Shore. Some of the best views in, I would argue, the country are up on the North Shore.
Oh, there's one there.
Overlooking.
Wade says, go get a buddy bowl.
The buddy bowl is fantastic at J.D. Hoyt's. Yes.
Man, it is. Buddy bowl.
We might have one of those.
You could do MOA. Like, I don't mind. If you haven't seen it before, you should just see the craziness that is MOA.
I like MOA. But for Declan to stand for the Mall of America over the North Shore is a top 10 bad take on the show's
history.
No,
it's not a top 10. But I don't need to hear
the Mall of America over the North Shore.
Here's my issue here. All these metro people, but I love the lakes and I love... Then go up and live in Duluth if you love it that much.
Why do you have to live in Duluth? So I love hiking in the mountains. I don't want to live in the mountains because I want to be able to have internet and a phone connection and like a grocery store within 5 minutes. And I don't want to get eaten by a bear. So why can't I visit the mountains? So if you like the mountains so much, why don't you go live there? I don't know, because I like to visit the mountains. I don't want to live there. I like to visit Duluth. It gets a little cold in the wintertime, and I want to be closer to Minneapolis.
You are stuck there. I wasn't
trying to start a fight, you guys. You are stuck there
when it snows. It only gets like the 70 degrees. I like heat. I don't like the summer up. No, I don't like anything about it up there.
You know what?
Forever Mediocre says the North Shore is for old people.
It is.
What? No, it's not.
Mackie and Judd here for the Duluth Tourism Bureau. I'm going to tell you, we're going to tell you right now, throttle therapy, that's right up in Duluth.
Actually, you could go up there. You could take your brand new Bennington from Power Lodge or Miller Marine, and you could drive it up. I mean, Declan would just drive it to the Mall of America and park it in a parking lot.
I put it in Lake Minnetonka, where it should be. Yeah, that's where I'll go.
So, the temperatures are up right now, but the prices are down at Power Lodge and Miller Marine. You can get a Bennington pontoon at $28,888. These are state-of-the-art, some of the best pontoons you're going to find. And I know Judd is itching to get out at some point here to do a podcast on a pontoon. He's been pushing for that.
I've been pushing for this. We run a contest or something, and we take some of the PD family out on a Bennington with us and enjoy some time with throttle therapy and football talk.
And accounts, I mean, yes.
What could be better?
It could be.
I think it's a great idea.
People are saying that the Declan and I need a counselor here. Maybe we could do it on a Bennington, on a lake of Declan's choosing. That's where I'll compromise.
Nowhere near Duluth. Clearly.
Somewhere south of Forest Lake, just to make sure that Declan doesn't.
Let's go to Prior Lake, so we're just in real good Declan territory.
PowerLodge.com or MillerMarine.com. That's PowerLodge.com or MillerMarine.com. Okay, let's keep it rolling here. People are just hammering Declan in the comments.
No more fighting, you guys. That got very upsetting to me.
Well, I mean, there's, by the way, we have a lot of listeners and viewers up in Duluth too. And Declan made a comment about anywhere up north, basically earlier, like a few months ago on our show, that really ruffled the feathers of people.
I love the North.
I did.
I'm cool if you're living up there. I don't want to go up there. That's all I'm saying.
So you don't want to go. You know what? Forget it. Sorry.
No, ask.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so you don't want to go anywhere up north. Like, you just don't want to go up north.
Yeah. It's not really my thing.
Ever.
It's not really
I think that's fine to say that, but I mean, you sort of bash it like it's personal. You bash Duluth.
It is
like
a condescending tone.
I bash Jacksonville, and Jacksonville sucks. So does Houston. Those are terrible cities, okay?
I wouldn't put Jacksonville and Houston in the same conversation.
Houston's unzoned. It's a complete cluster bleep. And Jacksonville is just a waste of money.
I had no idea this existed.
It's South Atlanta. That. I don't like Jacksonville. I actually don't hate
Duval,
Florida. But anyway, but you talk about Duluth like I talk about those. And I Duluth's lovely.
Amazing.
Yeah.
V-Man G says, any chance we can get a Vikings logo on the Before I Die shirts? We would get our asses sued if we. Yeah. I think there'd be a cease and desist within about 30 seconds if we did that. But you can get your official Before I Die shirts. I believe you can see the link below every There, Judd's got the wave the flag.
I love this shirt, by the way. Great material. I don't know what you guys got this on, but it is great.
Yeah,
it's a really nice shirt.
It is. I think it was. Yeah, we took a step up with that one just to see what it felt like. So
it's
maybe we'll have
nice
to.
Nice shirt.
But yeah, you can go to scorenorth.com/shop. That's SKORnorth.com/shop. Or you can just click, I think, below every YouTube video on the Purple Daily channel. There's a link to the merchandise, so you can check that out. Rich in Oklahoma says, how can I order the Purple Daily pint glass? Getting ready to make an order from the Score North shop. I'd really like to get a hold of one of those. Didn't see it available. So those are not, those were just a one-time giveaway at the draft party. And we're planning on giving more, I think, away at future live podcast gatherings. I don't know that they're going to be available this summer in the shop, but we'll note it. If you guys are interested, we can probably make it happen with those Purple Daily pint glasses. And then Matthew Bidlon says, general NFL draft thought, with all the speculation on which teams may be looking to tank for Caleb Williams, it occurred to me that it may be time for the NFL to institute a draft lottery. With the massive importance of the quarterback situation, position, rookie wage scale, cap constraints, etc., does it make sense for the NFL to institute a draft lottery?
No. No, it doesn't. You know why? Because I have seen this now. I don't think it works. Teams that are going to tank still tank. Like there was this whole thought process, what, that everybody would continue to try because, well, we don't know. We see now teams that are dead set on being terrible basically just try and hope that they get luck. No. So you know what? Let's just go back. In all sports, I just go back to the old system. If you are that dedicated to really tanking and sucking like the Bears did, you know what? You get the first pick. We haven't cleared up a thing. The Blackhawks, right? The Blackhawks, who are going to get a generational talent in Connor Bedard, they won the lottery, but they were trying to be as bad as possible. I don't think this thing works. I don't think this, it used to be, well, it's going to,
yeah.
I don't like
you're
it.
Still going to tank, like, you're definitely going to tank for the number one chance, but you're going to tank if there's, like, if you, in the NFL, I think it's a little worse because you're guaranteed to draft first. But you're right. In the other sports, in the NBA, you only have like a 22% chance at the first overall pick. And all of those teams are trying to get the 22% chance.
Correct.
At the first overall pick.
So they're still tanking.
So you might have to do it the other way where it's like you have to finish fifth worst or something specifically. But then you get teams that once they get at a certain point in the season, they would start to tank for that spot too. So I don't know. There's always going to be tanking unless you make it completely random.
Yep.
Where like the Super Bowl winning team also has a chance at the first overall pick. So, and we should shout out our guy, the chief legal counsel of Purple Daily and Score North, lawyer Chase. So Chase emailed us that he has graduated law school and will study for the bar in July. Which brings up a couple thoughts. Number one,
you know what that calls for, Chase?
Congratulations, Chase. Yep, congratulations.
You deserve this, Chase. Wave the flag.
Yep. Also, makes me a little nervous that our chief legal counsel is not an actual certified lawyer yet, but he'll get there. He's still the smartest legal mind that we know on Purple Daily, and he's an awesome dude. So congratulations, lawyer Chase, and good luck with your bar. Hopefully we can keep you on retainer throughout the coming months and years for legal disputes here on the show.
Or just family arguments that break out about Duluth.
That's a counselor, which we can also find BetterHelp or something. Well,
you
know,
you two get divorced, it's no longer counselor. Lawyer.
I believe, I think BetterHelp actually is starting on the show here in a few months. So we can maybe tap into that. I don't know. If you want to email Declan your thoughts on convincing him to get up past, like, you know, the 35W split.
Do you like Brainerd?
It's okay. Yeah.
Love Brainerd.
Mm-hmm.
So Declan's rankings are Mall of America number one, Brainerd in the middle, Duluth out. I mean, there is a great Rainforest Cafe inside. If you're looking for wilderness.
It moved. It moved
the Rainforest Cafe
a different place. My nieces, when they were young, loved it. Because, like, just arbitrarily, there would all of a sudden be this activity of noises. They thought it was great.
Yeah, you're like, so we went there one time. A bunch of friends and I and our dates for a homecoming dance in high school decided Let's go to the Rainforest Cafe at Mall of America. We'll just do a Mall of America like pregame.
Wow.
And then you got like an elephant over your shoulder. You're trying to like dip your fries or something, and all of a sudden you just hear these.
Yep,
like a bird or
yep,
something.
Exactly.
They do proms there now at MOA, not at Rainforest Cafe specifically, wow. But at MOA. Like that's a new thing, I think, down by the park area. Camp, I still call it Camp Snoopy. I'm gonna call it Camp Snoopy till I die. But it's not Camp Snoopy anymore.
Interesting. Well, prom at Mall of America.
Nickelodeon Universe, right?
Yeah, Nickelodeon Universe is the proper one now, I think.
Nick. Nickelodeon. That's their old line.
No, we know.
Yeah, yeah. That's their old
line. I used to love that. I used to love that. The Monkees were on the Donna Reed Show, My Three Sons. Back in the day, just Mr. Ed.
Yeah, you're talking like old school Nick at Night.
I'm talking the 80s Nick at Night. Yeah.
I grew up with Doug Funny, the Rugrats, Ren and Stimpy, yeah. And Rocco's Modern Life, and Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
But they would run all those old shows at night, like Dick Van Dyke Show and all that stuff.
I love the Dick Van Dyke Show. Great stuff.
Anyhow, we're also going to be live on the Score North YouTube channel around, actually, we might hit the post for this one. We might be live right at 11 o'clock. You're just going to have to hover and find out. If you could click the subscribe button and the like button on this YouTube channel, Purple Daily and the Score North, you can help us grow our brand and spread the word. This awesome community of Vikings and Minnesota sports fans. Throw a thumbs up if you like Judd's old school baseball card collection. And we'll see you guys later. Purple Daily.